Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So God will do a miracle, a sign, will grant a sign, a release of his power to bless you, to heal you, to deliver you, to provide for you, to prosper you, amen, to even protect you. He'll use his power to do that. Amen. You ought to be happy about that. Amen. Glory to God. I got some power on the inside of me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number five, he does it to accomplish his purpose. All right, number four is to bless people. Number five is to accomplish his purpose. To accomplish his will, God will release his power to accomplish what he wants to get done. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you six. I'll give you another one. He does that to speak to those that don't know him. Yeah. Amen. There are some people that's just not going to believe unless they see. So God will show up and he will do it. But you know, you can't base your life on what you see. Because Jesus did many miracles, and there are a lot of people still didn't believe in him. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Acts 2:22 says, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know." So God validated Jesus as the Messiah by working miracles through him, wonders and signs. The word miracles there is the word dunamis, power. So God demonstrated his power through Jesus Christ. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, with dunamis, with miracles, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Now, if Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday, then we need to see what he did yesterday so I can know what I can expect today. Amen. Glory to God. So he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Luke 4:18 tells us that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's what Jesus said. The Spirit of God was upon him, not just so he could have goosebumps, not just so he could twirl around and run and jump. I'm going to tell you, that anointing is for deliverance. Amen. That anointing that's in your life is for ministry. It is for serving other people and pulling people out of darkness into the marvelous light. That's what that anointing is for. It is for breaking yokes and it is for removing burdens. That's what that anointing is for. And that anointing that was upon Jesus is the same anointing that's upon you. You have the same Holy Ghost that came on him. You have the same power in you that was in him, that was functioning in him. When that woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says, and virtue went out of him. The word virtue is the same word dunamis, which is the same word power and might and miracle. Miracle went out of him. A display of God's power. And the power didn't come from the clothes Jesus was wearing. Jesus said, virtue have gone out of me. It was transferred through the clothes. We serve a God of miracles. So don't you ever be discouraged and think that your situation is hopeless when we got the God who works all kind of miracles. He can do great signs, great wonders. Wonders. What's a wonder? A wonder is something you can't explain. A wonder is something you wonder about how that happened. I wonder how that happened. That's a wonder. You ever had any wonders? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God. Mark 16:17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, the word signs there is the same word miracles. And these miracles shall follow those that believe. If you're a believing one, you ought to have some miracles in your past. You shouldn't be following and looking for the miracles. The miracle's supposed to be following you. You ought to leave a trail behind you of God's power, where God has manifested his power. You ought to be able to look back and say, yep, God did that. That's a manifestation of his power. God revealed that. God did that. God helped this person. God healed this person. God used me as a vessel with this person here and this person here, and I was able to let God use me this way. You can be a sign and a wonder. How many of you know sometime when you show up to help somebody, just what they just asked for, you are a sign from God. know God just sent you to me. That means that person is telling you, you are a sign from God to me. I was able to help a man that Friday, I guess it was. Fellow came by here, had a flat tire. Tire was destroyed, trying to get to Baton Rouge to go to his mama's funeral. So he didn't come here asking for anything. He just wanted a ride to this little store down here that they sold used tires. He said, I'll give you $5 to take me to the store. Just pick a tire. My car right across the street there. My mama died. He started crying. So I said, man, come on. And when we got to the place, he took $4 out. He said, here go $4 for your trouble. I said, man, keep put your money back in your pocket. So I went in the store with him, and he's writing his check, you know, getting all this stuff together. And I put a credit card up there. I said, go ahead and pay for that tire right there. Wow. He started crying. And then on the way back, said, I ain't sure he's saved. He in church, and he started telling me how he'd been going to church, and he became a Methodist, you know, and he tried all these other things. He a Methodist. Not necessarily a Christian, but a Methodist. I said, let me tell you what Christianity is all about. It's not about your religion or your denomination. Let me tell you about Jesus. So we sat on the parking lot over there just for a few minutes because I know he got the gift. But God gave me a door, a window of opportunity to minister to him the gospel. And then he asked me for my phone number. I put it in his phone, waiting on him to call me this week. He said, well, I'm trying to get right with God. I'm trying to get things together. Praise God. Well, you know, that was a divine appointment for him. Fellow broke down crying at the counter. You see, that power, you got miracle-working power in you. And when you just yield to the Holy Ghost and just let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you, I'm going to tell you, you'll have all kind of signs behind you, following you, because Jesus will confirm the word you preach with signs following. The same word, miracles following. I started thinking about this. I said, you know what? I've had a lot of miracles that I didn't consider miracles. I've had a lot of signs I didn't consider signs. God's been working in our life all of this time here doing things for us, and we just kind of overlook a lot of stuff and not realize the significance of what's really happening here. Y'all remember that day Carol was here and couldn't walk? Couldn't even hardly get up on a cane. The Lord said, tell her to walk to that door over there, and the ushers were carrying her. And they brought her back. The Lord said, tell her to do it again. Tell her to run this time. I think that's what it was, wasn't it? And I mean, walk fast or something. I don't know. Run. Whatever the Lord told her to do. When she got about right here, the power of God hit her.